From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Live from NPR studios at Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, and more sunshine in your life.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right.
What? It has been a long, cold, lonely winter. Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. It's Monday, March 10th, 2008. Allison Stewart is traveling today, so my friend Matt Martinez is here with me. And we're springing forward, Matt.
Hi, Rachel Martin. Yes, some of us more than others.
Yesterday, we were all supposed to move our clocks forward 1 hour to give us more sunshine in our life. What happened to you? Matt came in late today, by the way, so everyone's like, oh no, Matt forgot to set his clocks.
Yeah, no, I actually did set my clocks correctly. What I did was fail to wake up this morning. My body clock did not reset.
That's what it is. Your circadian rhythms.
Yeah, I woke up at 4:50, which is,
for all you people who don't work at our show, not early enough to wake up
exactly.
To come to work on time.
So technically, my body says I woke up right on time this morning. So,
well, we're glad you're
will be
here.
Reflected on the time card.
There is more sunshine in your life, more sunshine on the show, all kinds of good things. Sunshine, that's what happens when you go on vacation. A lot of times, that's where I prefer to go on vacation. But when you go on vacation, the last thing you typically want to do is work, right? Not always the case. Some people are actually going on vacation to work. It's called a vacation, and it could change your life. Just like it changed the life of Corey Chacon. She spent a week's vacation as a concierge, and she loved it so much that she ditched the music biz to do it full time. We're going to hear from her in a little bit. She's actually working just down the street from us now, and we'll tell you how you can throw your life a serious change up too. Also, South by Southwest is here. It's that big, hip film and music festival down in Austin. We're going to be covering it all week long, starting with a preview today from Carrie Brownstein. She used to be with the band Slater Kinney. Now she blogs for us, for NPR Music, and she's going to tell us what bands to listen for. We're going to talk politics, of course. It's Monday with our regular politics guy, Jim Vandehei. We'll get you your fix of the most emailed stories on the web this morning, and, of course, some news headlines in just a minute. But first, gas prices are climbing. Right now, the Lundberg Survey of National Gas Stations says we're paying $3.20 on average nationwide. That's up 9 cents in 2 weeks. Gas follows oil, of course, and oil broke its per-barrel record last week, hitting $104 a gallon. Analyst Trilby Lundberg says don't expect the price to go down anytime soon and brace yourselves for $4 a gallon gas. So when was the last time things were this bad? Let's take it on back. It's 1981. You're deciding between pink or blue leg warmers. You're listening to the number one song, Betty Davis Eyes, on the radio, which you still listen to because there's no such thing as an iPod.
Her hair is hollow gold. Her lips are sweet surprise.
And gas prices are at their inflation-adjusted record of $3.40. So what would the $4 gallon mean? Sacrifices, and maybe more than gasoline. Americans have traditionally kept going to the pump as prices have soared. A recent Kelley Blue Book survey found that 44% of new car shoppers are going to make room in their budgets for higher gas prices by eating out less, and 40% will trim their entertainment budgets. So fewer trips to Outback Steakhouse, and maybe we'll think twice about blowing $11 on movies like College Road Trip. But wait. Actual college road trips may suffer. A paper in Indiana reports that the annual rite of passage trip to spring break may suffer. It's going to cost more to get there, and America's underage drinkers may forego the trip altogether or have less to spend on Jägermeister when they get there. The Society of American Florists says that flower vendors nationwide are dealing with the price hike, with some forced to raise delivery charges and many being more efficient with their delivery routes. Some families are sharing cars, running all their errands in one trip, and making use of one-stop shop big box stores to cut down on mileage. And one other thing that seems to get sacrificed when gas prices rise, incumbent parties. prices doubled in Jimmy Carter's term, and we all know what happened there. Prices rose 20 cents during the presidency of the first George Bush. A gallon went up 30 cents during Bill Clinton's second term. We can only speculate if John McCain can overcome the trend of rising gas prices accompanying incumbent party losses as he takes aim at the White House. McCain addressed the rising cost of gas last night on 60 Minutes.
The only way we're going to fix it is to eliminate our dependence on foreign oil. We've got to have a crash program, a all-out effort, but I can't give you straight talk and tell you that tomorrow I can change the price of a gallon of gas.
Now, incomes are much higher now than they were in the early 80s. Back then, Americans were spending about 6% of what they made on gas. Now it's down around 4%. That is the BPP's big story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines from Matt Martinez.